Hey everybody, a very sick Super Marcy here. Just a bit of an update. I have basically had the flu for like 2 months. Whether it's the same flu or like three different ones, I don't know. It's pretty much been never ending, and on top of that, with all my other chronic illnesses, so it's not been a fun time. So that's why I haven't really done much writing on the website. So I just decided I might do an audio review of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which I was meant to do like after I saw the movie, but I've been that sick. As you can hear, I've been coughing. And that's pretty much like the only movie I've really seen lately as well, because you don't really go out when you're this sick. So Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, of the really long movie title, is the follow-up to Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is basically like a rebooted series of the original Planet of the Apes. And with the original film, we had sort of like, I guess they introduced Caesar, who's an ape, who becomes, I guess, almost intelligent, if not intelligent, from these drugs. They were like to try cure Alzheimer's. So the movie really is about Caesar, his development, what the drugs eventually end up doing, which we find out at the end causes a disease for humans. And Caesar kind of influences other apes as well. So this one follows up from that several years later, where the disease has like wiped out a lot of the human population, and those that are left, they've either survived the disease or they have a natural immunity to it. So they're trying to work to rebuild human society. And on the other side, you have a big ape society, and they've all really, you know, becoming intelligent, with Caesar being their leader, and he can talk, and he's got a family, and they kind of live away from the humans in their own, you know, ape city. So they're kind of living this peaceful existence until they end up in contact with humans. And the very first thing a human does is shoot an ape. Because why wouldn't you do that? Stupid. Yes, humans can be very stupid in these movies. So this kind of leads to a conflict between the apes and the humans. The humans need like a place, a station where it would generate power. And that just happens to be where the apes live. And they try to work out how they can not disrupt their lives. And the apes are always very cautious of humans, but Caesar kind of sees them a little bit differently. And a lot of conflict does arise from it, because you've got Koba, one of the apes from the first movie. He's very distrusting of humans because they did medical research on him, basically tortured him, and he finds conflict with Caesar despite their really close relationship. And then you have Gary Oldman, who really just doesn't care about the apes. So from the human city to the ape city, there's a lot of conflict, but at the same time, you've got characters like Jason Clarke, his girlfriend Kerry Russell, and his son Cody Schmidt McPhee, who's grown up quite a lot in the last few years. I almost didn't recognize him. These people kind of form a bond with the apes. They realize that they just want what people want, and that's to live in peace. So it's an interesting movie with all of these conflicts and the development of the apes themselves. They communicate through sign language, so we get subtitles, and we really get to know them, as well as getting to know the human characters as well. And it really hurts when things really go wrong, because we don't want to see that happen. But ultimately, we know that humans are probably just going to mess things up. So we sort of know this anyway, and it is tough to watch, but it's just such a well-done film. It really steps it up. I think it, you know, after sitting on it for a couple of weeks, I do think maybe it's a little bit better than Rise. We do get a lot more development, especially with Caesar, and I think he's absolutely just one of the best characters we've seen in cinema this year. And that's a combination of Andy Serkis and just the people behind creating his look. He really feels like a three-dimensional character. And so does Koba, and so does Caesar's son. They're the main ones that we get to see. And we see kind of how the apes react to, like, Koba and Caesar. And we've also got probably my other favourite ape is the orangutan Maurice, who's just such a great character. And he doesn't really speak in words, but he speaks with his signs and his movements, and really great character that is more sympathetic to the humans and is definitely with Caesar. And I think on the human side, they are interesting characters, especially with like Jason Clarke being someone that understands things, and Gary Oldman's character just sees things one-sided. And when all-out battle rages, it's so intense and it's so heartbreaking at the same time. And they've really taken this series to another level, and I think it's kind of, it's in a really different way from the original series, because Planet of the apes have already taken over, but we don't know that. We're assuming until the end that it's another planet or dimension or something, until, I mean, spoiler alert, he finds out at the end that it was Earth all along. Or you can watch the Simpsons episode where they have the musical, "It Was Earth All Along." Or when they have the Dr. Zaius song, that was pretty cool. So yeah, I think they're very different, with a lot of similarities, this being more like a prequel with the lead up to apes taking over. So I definitely look forward to another movie, and I am really impressed. Such a great movie. I do look forward to seeing it again. And I would give it 4.5 out of 5 easy. Absolutely just a really great one. And if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend it. If you've already seen it, keep praising it. It's awesome. And hopefully in a few weeks, things will hopefully get a little bit back to normal with my health. Who knows? Nobody knows. It's a mystery. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting the site and everything. Love all you guys. Bye.